60% of retirees said that they wish that they could have a retirement planning do-over. What was the biggest financial concern plaguing retirees, and what can we learn about the past to better prepare for the future? That and more coming up on Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Sabapathy.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your hosts are Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell, both of Elite Income Advisors, both independent fiduciaries. And again, it's all about getting you ready for your retirement. Again, they are headquartered in Ellicott City and office in Annapolis. And it's about getting prepared, having a plan. We talk about it each and every week. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. But a reminder, we're here to help you. We have appointments available. They are complimentary for our radio listeners. You leave the checkbook at home. We'll tell you about how you can acquire that Retire Smart Roadmap and get it put together for you. Again, free of charge, complimentary. We'll tell you about that as we move through the program. So before we jump in, guys, Prashant and Mike, how was your week?
Week's been good. Busy. I'm actually really excited to do this show because one of the things that we talk about with every single person that comes in to visit with us is what compelled you to make an appointment with us, right? We have so many people coming in to visit, and we're always asking them why they wanted to come in and visit with us. And I've seen a common thread, Mike. I don't know about you, but I've been meeting with a lot of people lately, and three major things have been kind of coming to the forefront here. So I'm excited to dive into these a little bit. But when I asked many people why they come in to visit, it's three major things that all lead to one of the biggest concerns that they have, which is, in this kind of economic environment with the uncertainty surrounding the election and the national debt and everything else, how do I make sure that I'm not going to run out of money? Like, I feel like more than ever, people are coming in with that concern. Do I have enough to retire? And am I at risk of running out of money? Mike, have you been seeing the same things?
Yeah, I've been seeing the exact same things. And not only just when I meet with people, but when we're out giving our educational talks a lot of the times people stop me on the way out, or they might ask a question during the presentation. And a lot of that has to do really with fear right now, because there's so much uncertainty of what you were talking about, Prashant, with the election. And then it's doom and gloom on the news a lot of the times. Inflation is at the forefront of everybody's mind right now. And then I just saw something the other day that the service on our national debt has surpassed military spending at this point.
Oof.
Which is, that, I mean, that's a pretty scary figure if you think about it. So when you take a look at inflation, rising interest rates and things like that, it's not just affecting the everyday American, it's affecting government spending at this point. So people really need to start being prepared for these things.
You know, we got into the show and we were talking about your tease, Prashant, was about regret and kind of looking back at our history. And you often have those discussions. If I could have done something a little bit different, would I have changed my path? But these are some of the biggest financial regrets that are plaguing retirees. What did you find?
Yeah, so three things, okay? Number one is mismanagement of money that is in the stock market. And what that, where that really comes from is oftentimes it's people unknowingly taking too much risk with their retirement portfolio and losing too much money at the wrong time. So that's number one. Number two is not properly planning for inflation, okay? Like, while you're working, you're always trying to get raises at work and hopefully at the very least cost of living, but people forget to make sure that their income increases in retirement. So not properly planning for inflation, number two. And then number three is not properly being prepared for the threat of rising taxes in retirement. I mean, Mike just talked about how the national debt is where it is right now, and just servicing that debt is getting more and more expensive. Look, at some point in time, I think taxes have to go up to be able to support that, as well as the unfunded liabilities surrounding Social Security and Medicare. So I wanted to spend like about a minute just going into each one of these. Mike, when we talk about mismanagement of market-based funds, what are the biggest mistakes specifically surrounding how much risk people are taking? And what I would say is it's unknowingly taking that risk. What's your perspective?
Yeah, I think people just don't realize exactly how much risk their portfolio is at. Should we go through a bad market like 2008 or a bad market like we just had in 2022? And there's a big disconnect on how much risk they're taking and how much risk they really want to take. Because, Prashant, you and I do this all the time. When we're sitting down and meeting with clients, people say, oh, I'm conservative, oh, you know, I'm aggressive, right? And those terms mean different things to different people. But when you start getting into the hard numbers and we start stress testing people's portfolio and we say, all right, you have $1 million. How much of this can you lose before you start getting uncomfortable? Invariably, as people get to retirement, they might say, you know, 150,000, 200,000, 15, 20%. And then we do the stress test and it could be 30 or 40% in a bad market. And I think there's a big disconnect on what they have as far as risk and what they're actually taking. And the other thing I see a lot, and you tell me if you see this too, Prashant, is that people think they're diversified.
Yeah.
And they come in, they say, all right, you know, I have all these different stocks and these funds, but they're all diversified in the same asset class. So it's all large cap stock funds and things like that. Or they're not diversified in thought with different fund managers as well, too. So I think people really don't understand what true diversification means.
And you look at the numbers, and again, I've asked you guys this before. I mean, you meet with people and they feel like, as you mentioned, they're diversified, but they really don't know, you know, what their risk number is inside their portfolio. They've done well, they've acquired, they've accumulated. But when you actually sit down and inform them and show them how much they are at risk, I'm sure there's a little bit of a shock factor there.
Yeah, there absolutely is. One of the tools that we use in our office for everybody is a risk analyzation tool. But what I really like about it is it makes things simple, easy to understand. What we'll do is we'll rate your portfolio on a scale of 1 to 99. 99 means it's extremely risky. 1 means it's totally safe and secure. A lot of times people come in and their risk capacity, they want to be at a 30 to 40 on that risk scale. But when we analyze their portfolio, we often find that they're at 60 or 70. So they're taking a heck of a lot more risk than they tell us they're comfortable taking. So what this ultimately all leads back to is, where is this risk of running out of money coming from? It ultimately comes from this idea that when you retire, you have to use your retirement portfolio to recreate your paycheck. And when markets go crazy, specifically when you lose money, when inflation gets higher, when taxes get higher, it means that you have to dip into that portfolio at a higher rate of withdrawal than you were initially planning. And the higher the rate of withdrawal, the higher the chances that you're going to run out of money today. So I think people are focused on the wrong thing in this day and age. We shouldn't be focused on how to make sure we don't run out of money. We should be focused on how to make sure that we don't run out of income. Okay. And so what we do every single week on the show, and we'll get into to this after the break here on how to make sure you're not going to run out of income. But what we do on the show is we open up our phone lines every single week. That phone number, folks, is 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. You call this number. Our operators are standing by, ready to schedule your complimentary, no obligation visit with our team at Elite Income Advisors. Come on into the office, meet with Mike, meet with Connor, Nick, Ozzy. When you meet with our team, they're going to put together a series of reports for you. Number one, a Social Security optimization report. Make sure you're collecting your benefits the right way. Number two, an income for life plan. Map out your income each and every year, including taxes and inflation, so you know exactly what you have coming in. And then we will do that portfolio stress test and risk analysis for you. Rate your portfolio on that 1 to 99 scale. 800-653-8404.
Again, folks, it's 800-653-8404. Call now. Grab one of those positions. They're complimentary. Leave the checkbook at home. When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, not running out of money in retirement, we'll talk about it, how you can do it, or how you can avoid it, we should say, when we return. We are back on Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your hosts from Elite Income Advisors are Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell. They're both independent fiduciaries, and it's all about getting you ready for your retirement. Headquartered in Ellicott City, an office in Annapolis as well, to better serve you. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate, always retirement topics, always. You're going to have probably questions about your own situation. The opportunity to get on the counter with Elite Income Advisors, no cost, no obligation, no pressure. That means complimentary complimentary Leave the Checkbook at Home. It's ongoing during the course of this show. You can call 800-653-8404 to grab an appointment now. That's 800-653-8404. Get that Retire Smart roadmap put together for you. Well, we started off the program, guys, talking about just mismanagement of investments. One of the big fears out there, we're going to get into this today in this portion, is running out of money in retirement. How do you create that income that's going to last you not just to retirement, but through retirement? But there are a lot of things that are going to impact you. And we kind of hinted at it early in the show. So let's get to it. I mean, inflation is there, and we also are going to hit taxes.
Yeah, so these are fears that Prashant and I are seeing on a regular basis every time we're sitting down and meeting with clients. And people are generally scared about that. But Prashant made a very good point in the first segment. We talked about it shouldn't be the fear of running out of money. It should be the fear of running out of income and how we can make sure that we protect that. But some things that are going to eat in to that running out of income, or at least lowering how effective your income is going to be inflation. And that is a big topic up there. It has been very, very high the last couple of years. The government pumped a lot of money into the economy. And obviously that was due to COVID. So I'm not saying that was a bad thing at the time, but there's a lot of new money in circulation right now. And that has driven inflation up. So the thing that people need to understand right now, right, is we've had, it was over 9% a couple of years ago. It was over 4% last year. So inflation is coming down. So people think, oh, that's great. Prices are going to come down. No, when they're lowering the inflation rate, that just means that things are increasing at a lesser percentage. It doesn't mean that prices are going to come down unless we get into a deflationary period, which I don't think we're in any danger of that happening anytime soon. So when you're looking at that income plan and making sure that you live that quality of life, if you're not building inflation into that plan, it is going to affect your retirement greatly. So your purchasing power, your quality of life, you're not going to have that same quality if you haven't built this in. So every time we build the retirement income plan for life as a part of our Retire Smart roadmap, we always build in that inflation factor there to make sure if it does happen that our clients aren't going to be in danger of running out of that income that Prashant talked about.
And the next step, we talked about inflation, it's going to be taxes. And Prashant, you said this early, Mike, you backed him up on it. The fact that there's so much money that was pumped into the economy by our government, that means the tax man, he's going to want his pound of flesh. So you have to have the tax portion of your plan in order, or it could be devastating. It could absolutely erode what you're trying to do in retirement.
Yeah, that's right. It's really... You know, Mike, you always say you can't spend gross, you can only spend net, right? The problem is when taxes go up, that net becomes smaller, right? And so when we look at how to combat inflation and how to combat higher taxes, a great place to start is increasing your income as much as possible, right? I mean, the more income you have, the more net income you'll have down the road. Now, yes, you do have to take advantage of the tax code, maybe utilize Roth IRAs, utilize Section 7702 of the tax code, very valuable tools you can use there. But with that being said, it all starts with increasing your income so that you have enough to live on. And one thing that I found that was really interesting is that of all the different investment options out there, one thing that ranked really high on the list as to retirees and their income was pursuing investments that actually provided a steady stream of income during retirement. So 63% of Americans said that they would prefer to receive an automatic paycheck from the assets that they have kind of saved up for their retirement nest egg. And 85% said that they wish that they had planned for factors that you can't always see coming. Things like healthcare issues, rising taxes, inflation, all of the different things that we've been talking about. So I think what we should do is, how do we build more income into a person's retirement plan? We have to talk about this. And so I want to talk about kind of a very controversial word in the industry, and that is annuities, right? We have so many people coming in, talking to us, asking us questions about whether they should consider an annuity. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Look, in 2023, Americans bought $360 billion of annuities, and that was an increase of almost $50 billion over 2022. So why don't we dive in
talk about all the different types of annuities so that our radio audience can know exactly what they need to make the best decision for themselves. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a very interesting concept about the annuities, Rashawn. I know we're going to get into this, but I ask this question on every single one of my presentations that I do out there. And I say, listen, how many people in this audience have worked for their current employer for 30 or more years? Yeah, if there's 30 people in the room, maybe three or four hands go up. And I say, okay, if I asked that question 30 years ago, how many hands would go up? Inevitably, everybody goes, everybody. And I say, okay, what was the reason for that? And they say, and they finally get to the answer, and it's pensions, right? It was that guaranteed income in retirement. People never left their employers. My uncle, and you know, being from Baltimore, I know Prashant knows this company. He worked for McCormick & Company for 43 years. And he never left, and it was because of the pension. So when he retired, his pension was almost as much as what his salary was at the time. So what people don't realize, because they call it a dirty word, is you can actually recreate a pension for yourself. There's just ways to go about doing it. And one of the tools that you can use to do that is an annuity at that point. So I know there's a bunch of different types, right? So Prashant, obviously, you know, you want to talk a little bit about fixed annuities and what they're like?
Yeah, you know, fixed annuities, very simple, straightforward. Kind of think of it as a longer term CD. You know, if I have a fixed annuity that pays me for 3 years, 4.7% per year, I know exactly what I'm going to get. I'm going to get exactly 4.7%. I'm not going to get more. I'm not going to get less. But of course, when you do an annuity, the interest that you earn is actually tax deferred. Don't actually have to pay taxes on it on an ongoing basis. Of course, I will be taxed when I take the money out. And of course, if you do an annuity inside of a retirement account like an IRA, which, by the way, is becoming more and more popular with the way that interest rates have gone up, we've seen a lot of annuities inside IRA accounts. All of those distributions are going to be deferred at that point in time. So that's a fixed annuity. Very simple, very straightforward. And then there's the indexed annuity. This one is really, really interesting, I think. It's really gained a heck of a lot of popularity because what it gives you is total protection from market downside. So when the market goes down, you actually don't lose any money. It's pretty sweet. When the market goes up, you can actually capture some of the market's growth. And so market goes up, you have the ability to go up, but when the market goes down, you actually go sideways, can't lose any money. So that's becoming more and more popular. And then Mike, I don't want to talk about this one. I'll leave this one for you. And that's the variable annuity. Okay.
So hey, you remember the movie The Hurt Locker where they send the guy out and he's fully padded and he's got to defuse the bomb and it can
blow
up.
That's what Rashawn just did to me.
Yeah. Mike, you've got the pads on. Now you've got to go defuse the variable annuity. Go ahead.
All right, so I don't want to start negative, so I'll start positive. So when Prashant was talking about the fixed indexed annuity, the other really nice feature about those is you can create that personal pension with them if you so choose, which is a great feature. There's also some long-term care benefits as well to it, as well as there's a lot of really nice things that you can do for it. And the key there, Prashant, right, is the fees. The fees on those annuities are very low in those. So now let's get into the bad part, and that is the variable annuities. Personally, I'm not a fan of them for a number of reasons. One is they go up and down with the market, just like your investments do. So there's not that downside protection that Prashant was just talking about on the fixed index annuities. And the fees on those tend to be the highest of all the annuities that we just talked about of the three of those. So when you look at it, I say, well, if you want to be in the market, just go be in the market if you're going to have the ups and downs at that point. When you have the variable annuities, there can be an aspect of them that you can create that personal pension as well, but you're paying a pretty steep fee for at those points. So if anybody out there, if you have variable annuities or if you're looking into them, check the fees on it. And this is a true story. It just happened the other day. My partner and Ozzy and I, we were meeting with somebody and we were looking at the fees that they were getting ready to pay in one of those variable annuities. It was over 4%, which is crazy high. So that's why Prashant gave me this topic to talk about, because of the fee structure, the up and down in the market, not the downside protection that you get with the fixed index annuities. So we're very, very cautious of those, and it's not something that we hardly ever use.
I do want to jump in, and the annuity, and we talked about this for years, guys. They are calling it their own, how they're going to combine all these things together. But it just goes to show you that the annuity sales are up across the board. The big boys, BlackRock and others, are now really looking at annuities as part of what they are producing in their 401k packages. So not that the annuity needs to be legitimized, but certainly when names like BlackRock are now jumping on board, I mean, people need to take notice.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And look, they wouldn't do it if there wasn't a demand for it. At the end of the day, people want reliable income, and it's one of the only things out there that can give you predictable, reliable income. I mean, you put all your money in dividend stocks, yeah, you're going to get a dividend, but what happens if that dividend gets cut or if the stock prices go down? That income you're generating goes down as well. Same thing goes with real estate, right? Like if you're renting out investment property, how do you know that that tenant's going to pay every single month on time in the amount that you need them to sustain your lifestyle. So look, what we're not saying is we're not saying every single person out there needs an annuity, okay? But what we are saying is everybody should be exposed to all of the different investment and insurance opportunities that are out there to see whether or not it is a good fit for you. If you got an annuity at a dinner seminar years ago and you're not sure exactly what you got, or you're not sure if your annuity is working for you the way that you thought it should be, just give us a call. That phone number, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. When you come in, we will do a complimentary review of any existing annuities that you have. If they're good for you, you'll keep them. But if there's alternatives out there that are higher rates of interest or generate more income for you or cut your fees down, we're going to let you know as a fiduciary. We're going to put a plan together that shows you how an annuity could fit into your retirement income plan. It all starts with that phone call, complimentary appointment, 800-653-8404.
Again, call the number, grab an appointment, get some peace of mind. If you haven't started planning, sitting on that portfolio, this is an excellent opportunity for you to just come in, ask questions, get to know the team, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Get that Retire Smart roadmap put together. And again, it is complimentary. 800-653-8404. Whether due to death of a spouse, a divorce, retirement, or some other major life event, women in life transitions face unique challenges. Coming up today, we'll break that all down. It's coming up next. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Elite Income Advisors Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell. Check us out online. Great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Easy to remember, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Both Prashant and Mike are independent fiduciaries. It's all about helping you get ready for your retirement. Headquartered in Ellicott City, another office in Annapolis for your convenience. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We get into it each and every week. It's always retirement topics, and we're going to focus on the ladies in this portion of the program. And with all the talk about inflation just absolutely wreaking havoc in our retirement nest egg, according to Bank of America, our financial well-being sentiment among Americans is rising at 47%, feeling financially secure compared to 42% a year ago. And here to help us unpack some of the findings, we've got some sound for you. Lorna Sabia, Bank of America's head of retirement and workplace benefits, has her comments.
Is the difference between men and women is actually marked. And so 58% of men feel financially well, only 36% of women feel financially well. That 17-point gap is actually the second largest that we've seen in the last 14 years.
I mean, that's a big number, gentlemen. Why do you think that is? I'll just get your comments. Prashant, you first, then Mike, you jump in. Why do you feel like that percentage is so, I mean, that's a big gap.
Yeah, it is a big gap. Look, I think that for years, one spouse has kind of been in charge of one thing, and another spouse is in charge of another. And, you know, I think times are changing, certainly, and we're seeing more spouses be collectively involved. But what we tend to see, especially with baby boomers, is, you know, women were not as involved with the financial side of the financial planning. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people come into the office and could be, you know, husband and wife. And a lot of times wife doesn't even show up to the appointment. And the husband says to me, well, I handle all this stuff. Well, I think that that is something that we have to really change the tide on. I think both spouses really need to be involved in financial planning, especially with women having longer life expectancy than men. I think women should be more involved in financial planning. And honestly, I mean, you know, it's a panel here of a bunch of guys. We know how we make decisions, right? Like,
right.
A lot of times the women are the ones that are the more stable when it comes to the financial decision making. And, you know, men, we like to take a lot of risks sometimes and mm-hmm. unnecessary risk, and we think we can do it all. But a lot of times it's the women that, when they have a great understanding of it, they're the best decision makers out there. So we should involve women in the process. And I'm surprised that they're not more involved, but we're starting to get there in this
day. Okay. So we launch into this discussion. Lorna Sabe is Bank of America's head of retirement and workplace benefits. So we kind of given our thoughts on it. Apparently, it's twofold, and we'll get Sabia's comments now on the two reasons.
I think caregiving is at the top of the list. And so probably if you look at since the pandemic, the caregiving topic is smacking women in particular. It's a female topic. And so, you know, when I think about that, that's probably first and foremost. Right behind it is exactly what you just said, which is pay equity. And so, you know, when you think about even a woman's life stage versus a man, it's just different, right? Oftentimes caregiving, whether it's having children, moving away from the workforce for a period of time. And we know that women live on average 5 years longer. On average, they retire 5 years earlier, and they have disruptions in their career. And so you put on top of that any disparity in pay, that actually over a lifetime can translate to about $1 million of wealth gap.
Now, you look at let's just take your market per se, Prashant and Mike. You know, you're in the Washington, D.C. area. Pay is there is a difference, but it's pretty equal there. I mean, around the country. I mean, these are numbers that are kind of spread way out across the country. But in the D.C. market, it's a little bit more even. I think the women do tend to be the caregiver. They do tend to, be maybe a little less on the pay scale. It's getting better. But those are the two big gap reasons that she's giving.
I think when you look at the caregiver aspect, it's a very overlooked aspect of this. And with baby boomers, they're almost what I would call the sandwich generation. And what I mean by that is they're in the position right now where they're getting ready to retire, right? Or they're in retirement at this point. But some of them still might have kids in the household, right? Kids are staying home longer. It's difficult to buy a house right now with interest rates and rising home prices. So a lot of them are still taking care of kids, even if they're out of college. And then the second aspect of it, if they have elderly parents, sometimes they come back in and live in the household. So the baby boomer generation is really stuck there in that sandwich area. And so when she gets to the point of healthcare, it, a lot of times it falls to the woman in the household to do it. Not all the time. I don't want to stereotype. But that happens. And it happened in our family with my grandfather had to move back in with my parents right before he passed away. And my youngest brother was still in the household. So that put a lot of strain on the house. It put a lot of financial strain on the house. And so I think that's an overlooked aspect of this. The other thing, and this goes to Prashant's point, is both spouses have to be involved in the financial planning process. And this is a story, and it happened to my in-laws. My father-in-law, and Prashant knows this, passed away unexpectedly on a vacation. And when he passed away, my mother-in-law had no idea how to even get into accounts, how much money they had, where the paychecks were coming from, his pension, would it continue? And she was scared to death for a couple of days just knowing if she was going to be okay. Now, it turns out she's absolutely fine. But that was a scary situation for her. So to Prashant's point, if you're going to come in and you're going to meet for a financial planning appointment, you want to make sure that both spouses are involved. Secondly, you have to look, if you're a female, if some things happen. If you have a divorce situation, are you ready to take over the finances at that point? Do you really know what's going on? If you have that pay gap in retirement and you're not married, How do we make sure that you don't run out of that income that Prashant and talked about? And that's the reason that Prashant and I will do anywhere between 40 to 50 educational talks out in the community, especially women. They understand how their finances are going to work in retirement, and they're going to make sure that they're going to be okay.
Yeah, we talk about it each and every week. It's about education. It's about being involved. If you're in a couple scenario and you are headed towards retirement, be part of that planning process. I know that Elite Income Advisors encourages that to sit down and kind of map these things out. So there aren't any surprises. And we often talk about those what if scenarios. It happened to your family, Mike. You're not planning on these things to happen. But if the person that does most of the finances, something tragic happens and they're gone, you can see how many issues that would cause down the road. So this is why you meet with fiduciaries. This is why you map this out.
I was just going to say, having a plan is so important, right? Like just as your doctor gives you a plan for how to improve your health, your financial life is exactly the same, right? I would never go, to use another analogy, build a house and not, start from scratch and not have an architect be involved in that, right? Like I wouldn't want to do that all myself. And it really just starts with education. I love what you said, Mike. And look, whether it's men or women, I think we can all get more educated on the things that are of this much importance. And so, look, whether it's putting an income plan together, optimizing Social Security, should I collect it early? Should I wait till full retirement? Do I have spousal benefits, divorce benefits? Like so many different moving parts of this thing. You should educate yourself on this. What about legacy planning? I mean, we haven't talked at all about legacy planning. I mean, I know that is so important. It was important in our family as well. You amass, especially in our area, you amass a ton of wealth and then see a lot of that money go to taxes when you pass away and leave it to the next generation. So educating yourself on legacy planning and wealth transfer, another huge, huge part of the equation, Mike.
Well, let's open it up. We've got opportunities for you to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors. Mike, you're going to tell us what's going to happen at these appointments. And again, this is an opportunity that is complimentary.
Yes, we have a special offer for the next 10 callers. As you just said, Morgan, it's complimentary. Give us a call, 800-653-8404. There's a reason that Prashant, myself, the team here at Elite Income Advisors, we developed a Retire Smart Roadmap. We saw so many people getting financial advice where it was revolved around just money management. It didn't have the other aspect to it. So when you come in, you're going to sit down, you're going to get that roadmap. We're going to help you develop that income plan for life where you're going to make sure that you don't run out of that income. We're going to take a look at that risk in the portfolio, make sure that you're not minimizing that. We're going to have a lot of discussion around taxes and tax strategies, which leads into legacy planning as well, too. So a lot of people don't understand all these things work together. You can't do each one of them in a silo. It needs to be a part of your overall plan, the overall roadmap, and that's why we call it the Retire Smart Roadmap. So again, call 800-653-8404. The next 10 appointments are complimentary.
800-653-8404, the number to call. Again, 10 appointments. They are complimentary. Retire Smart Roadmap put together for you. 800-653-8404. When we return, there are a lot of retirement rules to be mindful of as you make your way towards retirement. You're in the red zone. You're 10, 15 years out. These are things you need to be aware of. We'll do it by age. Stay tuned. Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your hosts are Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell, both of Elite Income Advisors, independent fiduciaries, headquartered Ellicott City, another office for you in Annapolis for your convenience. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate each and every week. It's always the importance of having a customized retirement plan, a roadmap to get you to and through retirement. So we're going to get into some ages and some things you need to do when the calendar flips for you on these ages. Just be aware of it when it comes to retirement and retirement planning. So the final 10, to 15 years before you actually call it quits and head off into retirement. They can be more impactful to your retirement planning journey than you may realize. So we're going to discuss that today. And as you get a little bit closer, you're expected, you know, that retirement date's right there. And again, majorly important to know when and what to expect. So we wanted to kind of break it down for you. And we'll start with Prashant, and it is age 50. Why so important? The big 5-0, I'm not going to retire at least until mid-60s, maybe a little bit later.
Yeah, and so we're going to go through 50s, 60s, and 70s, three specific ages for each 10-year period. So start with age 50 here. Age 50 is really important because that's when you can start catch-up contributions. So, of course, catch-up contributions allow you to save more money into things like your 401ks, your IRA, your thrift savings plan, to give you a little bit of extra juice, so to speak, a little bit more savings potential between age 50 and retirement. So that's a great way to try to maximize your retirement savings, is take advantage of catch-up contributions. If you're working with an advisor, your advisor should be talking about these catch-up contributions. If they're not, you might not be working with the right retirement specialist. So make sure you're taking advantage of catch-up contributions. Age 55 is the next one. This one, not a lot of people know about. Mike, why is age 55 significant?
Yeah, this is a really important one. And Prashant, how many people do we talk to that don't even know this rule? I think it is one of the most non-known rules out there when it comes to retirement planning. But most people think that you can't take money from your 401k until 59 and a half, penalty free. However, if you're retired and you separate from your employer at age 55, you're actually allowed to take distributions from your 401k. And by the way, this also means TSP, 403b, 457, all of those accounts. If it's an employer-based retirement account, at age 55, if you retire and separate from employment, you can actually get those distributions penalty-free. And why that's so important is because if you want to retire early and you have the means to do so, you do have now another source of funds that you can access to make sure that you have that income that you need. So Prashant, next one we're going to talk about, and this is a really important one, and I just alluded to, is 59 and a half.
Yeah, 59 and a half is when you get penalty-free distributions from 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs as well. And so here's another thing about 59 and a half. A lot of employers actually have this rule called the in-service rollover or in-service withdrawal rule. And that means that when you turn 59 and a half, for a lot of employers, you can actually take your money out of your 401k and roll it over into an individual retirement account even while you're still working. And what that could allow you to do is effectively have more flexibility regarding your retirement investments. Because, of course, when you're in a 401k, you just get access to the investments that they offer you. But when you're in an IRA, you can invest in anything you want to. You can invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, real estate, ETFs, anything out there you can take advantage of when you are in an IRA. So if you're not sure if you're eligible to do that, a great thing to do is call your 401k custodian and ask if you're eligible to do an in-service withdrawal. If you are, then just get a financial plan together, a Retire Smart Roadmap, to figure out whether or not that's actually the right thing.
Well, let's jump in here. There's an opportunity, as Prashant mentioned, to get that Retire Smart Roadmap put together for you. So grab one of the appointments. We have 10 of them. They're complimentary. 800-653-8404, that number to call. And again, there's no charge here. You leave the checkbook at home. 800-653-8404. We're hitting some ages when it comes to those last, you know, 10, 15 years before retirement. You really need to knuckle down. You need to know what you're doing. You need to work with a fiduciary. You need to map this out. But again, age 50, catch-up contributions. Age 55, penalty-free distributions allowed from the 401k. And as Mike mentioned, a lot of people don't even know about that. And then, of course, 59 and a half, penalty-free distributions, 401ks, IRAs, qualified plans, as well as Roth IRAs, 5 years or older. So, I mean, these are all things you need to know. And if you are working with a fiduciary, they should be on this page with you as you are moving towards retirement. Mike, the next one, 62. Why is that age so important?
This is a really important age because this is the year that you're first eligible to start collecting Social Security benefits. And so when you're looking at Social Security, you can collect it anywhere between 62 and 70 years old. But there's some ramifications for doing it early, and there's some ramifications for doing it later. So you really have to have this mapped out. We do a what's called a Social Security optimization report every time somebody comes in to meet with us to see the best time it is for you to take Social Security. But there's some things to remember. If you're going to take it at 62, one, your benefit's going to be lowered a little bit from your full retirement age benefit, so you need to take that into account. Number two, if you're married, there's also coordination of benefits between you and your spouse that you need to be aware about as well, too. There's a couple things that you need to consider. And then are you going to keep working? Because they penalize you pretty highly if you're working and making over a certain amount of money and turn on your Social Security benefit. So whenever I'm talking with people, I'm always talking about it's not necessarily maximizing Social Security, but it is optimizing it. Just as we talked about earlier, it's all about making sure that you have that income. And so if you're going to retire early, every dollar that you're not collecting and then spending from Social Security is a dollar that has to come from somewhere. So you want to see for your own personal situation, when is the best time to turn on Social Security? And 62 is the earliest that you can do it, and it might be the right time for you. Prashant, you want to talk about age 65 and the importance of that?
Yeah, this is one of the most important ages without question, and that's when you have Medicare eligibility. So 65, you're able to transition onto the government's health care plan, which is Medicare. You'll want to get enrolled in Medicare typically 3 months before turning 65. Now, you know, I'm sure we could do a whole segment just on Medicare alone, but Medicare is you really got to look into Medicare Part A, which is automatic enrollment at no premium. Part B is going to cover some of your outpatient expenses, but it doesn't fully cover. It only covers it up to 80%. And so you do pay a premium for Medicare Part B, and then you're typically going and getting a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. Then you got to look at Medicare Part D as well. So like I said, we could probably talk for an hour just on Medicare alone, but age 65, extremely relevant because that's when you have Medicare eligibility. There's certain penalties involved with not getting enrolled properly in Medicare, so you want to be really cognizant of that. Mike, you talked about Social Security at 62. 67 and 70 is also there on the list. That's when you can take full retirement age benefits, or age 70 is the max. But let's talk about age 73, okay? RMDs have been in the news a heck of a lot over the last couple of years with the RMD age changing. Mike, real quick here, why is 73 important? And more importantly, talk a little bit about the tax domino, which is something that we talk about all the time, specifically when it comes to required minimum distributions.
Yeah, so if you were born before 1960, your RMD age, required minimum distribution age, is age 73. If you were born in 1960 or after, that age is actually age 75. But why this is so important is if you've been saving money in these pre-tax retirement accounts, like IRAs, 401ks, et cetera, because you got the tax write-off and it grew tax deferred the entire time, at some point, the government says, we want our money. And that's what an RMD is. They start making you take that money out at those two ages. And that can affect a couple things. And like Prashant said, it's a tax domino. Number one, it's going to drive up your taxable income. That money is treated just as if you got a paycheck. You're going to pay ordinary income taxes on it, and you have no choice in it. In addition, how Social Security tax is based upon your income overall. So you could actually drive up how much of your Social Security check is included in your taxable income. And then Prashant just talked about Medicare a few moments ago. Your entire Medicare premium is based upon your income. So by adding this extra income to it, you could actually drive up your Medicare premium as well. So when you were talking about a tax domino, I mean, this could really affect people. And that's one of the reasons why we look at possibly doing some Roth conversions, because that could save you some money on Medicare premium, possibly. Also on some Social Security taxes as well, too. But you would be, and we do this report. It's called a Stoneman report. People come in and we'll say, okay, really, what is the tax liability of these retirement accounts? And you look at it over the years, both from when you're taking out the money and then also when you pass that along to your children, part of that legacy planning. And usually I have to pick people's jaw up off the floor after they see that number, because it's a staggering number, the amount of taxes that you'll pay out of that. So just by doing some tax planning and some tax diversification, you can save your family a lot of money on taxes at those RMD age. And Prashant and I will always talk about there's micro tax planning and macro. Micro is what you're going to pay this year. Macro is what you're going to pay over your lifetime and part of the legacy over your children's lifetime as well. So that's a very important age, 73 and 75.
I mean, it's just important to have a plan and just be aware of what could be impacting you as you move to and through retirement. And just going over the numbers, the years, they're going to click off a lot faster. Once you get to age 50, man, it goes like that. So you really need to sit down and map this out. Work with a fiduciary firm. And the opportunity to sit down with Elite Income Advisors is right now. We have 10 appointments. They are complimentary. Mike, tell us what's going to happen.
Yeah, once again, 10 appointments, complimentary Retire Smart Roadmap. Everybody come in. If you want just a second look, if you've been doing it yourself and you want a lot of these questions asked, how to do the legacy planning, how to do tax diversification, how to make sure that you don't run out of money in retirement, have that retirement income plan for life, how to make sure that you're optimizing Social Security, looking at the risk in your portfolio. That's all part of our roadmap. You want to make sure you get it. And that special offer of it being complimentary, make sure that you take advantage of it. Next 10 callers, they get that offer, 800-653-8404.
Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio is in the books. And again, those 10 appointments are open and they are very popular. So call now, 800-653-8404. Get that Retire Smart roadmap put together for you. It is complimentary. 800-653-8404. Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio in the books. For Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell, I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.